Well, it's good to have the Silveras with us. They've been here on campus for about a month. They're going to be leaving on the 31st, headed back to Brazil. And we asked them to come and update us concerning their ministry and also share the Word of God. And so, Brother Vlad, would you come?
Good morning. Bom dia. Instant translation now. Once again, I want to thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Brainerd, for the opportunity. For always hosting us. I always say putting up with us and or putting us up and putting up with us. So grateful. About a year ago, our grandbaby was born, and I mentioned to Pastor that we wanted to be here for her first birthday. And the pastor, we have a place to stay. So he already planned for that. So we were so grateful. And I mentioned that my daughter-in-law, her family side, came over, so the house was packed. They even had to borrow a trailer for overflow. And I'm glad we had the place to stay here. And we're so grateful. Got a lot of work done and got to spend a lot of time with them. A lot of things going on in July, right? We became citizens a year ago, too. And so we had 4th of July to celebrate, and our grandbaby was born on the 8th. So we celebrated that. My birthday is on the 23rd. And I just was reminded yesterday that yesterday was Grandparents' Day in Brazil. So we squeezed that in too. So we had a meal yesterday, and the baby came over, and she didn't know much what was going on. But we have a lot of memories, good pictures, and things to remember the first special Grandparents' Day. And so we're excited about that. So this is all God's grace. So we're grateful for the many opportunities. A quick update for, as you probably saw in our newsletters, recent newsletters, we've been hosting our services and meeting in our homes, sometimes in our apartment, and sometimes in other people's homes. And this is what I wrote in my newsletter. Our search for a new rental space to meet has been ongoing for months. This was the June letter. Despite exploring options, many doors have closed due to our religious group status. Oh, you're a religious group? We can't rent to you. So, meanwhile, our church remains faithful, gathering online and in homes. We diligently seek God's chosen place. Your prayers, notice this, your prayers are invaluable during this challenge. We're hopeful God will lead us to the perfect location soon. And then, 1 week before we came to the States for this whole month of July, the Lord answered that prayer that most of you probably were aware of and were praying for. So I'm here to say that the Lord blessed us with that place and answered your prayers with us. After 4 months of searching, so this one door was opened. We talked about that this morning, open doors that Paul asked to pray for. The Lord opened that one door. And finally, one location accepted us. Like I said, 1 week before we came to Florida this month, it was an intense week. Everybody in our church has a secular job, so I'm the only full-time missionary, so I had to be there a couple hours before I caught the flight, I guess. But we're excited to go back now, and our team worked during the times they were able to do. To catch up with what was needed to, like, build, reinstall all the furniture that we had from the previous places and the air conditioning unit. And we had to have a special curtain made. That took a couple weeks for them to really build accordingly. And things like that were necessary before we could open the doors. And we want to keep a good testimony. We even put a paper on the front door before we had the curtains, because we didn't want people to see all the mess inside, you know, books everywhere and chairs and stuff. Now we want to keep a good testimony. So for a couple of weeks we had those papers up, and now that it's down, the curtains, you'll see some pictures here very soon. So again, we'll be returning to BC, Brazil, this coming Thursday. So we are looking forward to picking up where we left off, and we do covet your prayers again for our return and also for the ministry as we go back. the church building fund that we have, just a quick update, still trying to raise the funds for our new our own church property, which is our goal. We hope, the Lord can do it any time, but we hope to be in this new place for 1 year. I signed a lease for 1 year by faith. Of course, if we need more, the Lord leads us to stay longer, we'll stay. But pray that the Lord can might do according to His will the provision that we need. The provision could be coming from churches, supporting churches, or it could be from a local business person to say, is that what you need? A lot? Here. It happens. Happened to a missionary friend of mine. We were talking the other day, and they were able to, since 2003, they had the church, and just recently, somebody opened their hearts and were able to give the funds that they needed. So we're 11%. We know the Lord can do it at His timing. So I appreciate your praying with us regarding that. Also pray for us as when I go back, I'm going to go after the permits that they require. I mean, they're not required to have a permit. You have to have a place first, set up, and then, hey, what are you going to do there? It's a little backwards, you know. So pray that everything will go smoothly, that the people that will help us there in this, at the city hall will allow us to do what we like to do. You know, they might say, oh, you can do that, but you cannot sing loud or whatever. They might come to some restrictions. But I believe the building said we can be there. The realtor said everything, it was okay by the contract that I signed. So I need just the permit to make sure everything is okay. And it is open for teaching. So basically, we come across as teaching the Bible and teaching language, and so we use those things, music, to a certain extent. We use those things as a way to reach the community. Yet, by the way, do pray for Brazil, as we are going through a lot of challenges there. As you see, we took us 4 months to in that place to be able to find a place that would be that would accept us there. But politically, Brazil is going through a lot of challenges with a government that is against the Word of God. They're pro everything against God. So we used to have a good government there, but we're not relying on the government. We're relying on God. And God allows those people to be there because we know for our own benefit, for us to pray more, for us to learn that not everything is going to go our way. And the gospel is the same way, right? We're going the wrong direction. I mean, the right direction against the wrong direction. So pray for us, if you would. Appreciate it. Through all this process recently, the Lord has brought to my mind a passage that's very familiar, a passage of Scripture. And I chose that. I was led by Him to direct our thoughts to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Very familiar passage of Scripture. I entitled this message this morning, First Things First, God's Mission, Our Focus. First Things First, God's Mission, Our Focus. And I invite you to stand, if you would, if you can, for the reading of the Word, Matthew 6. Oh, pick up at verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth, notice that, your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Father, I pray that you help us as we look into this very familiar passage of Scripture. Help us to be encouraged by the fact that we see lives, the rest of the things that we need, and trust to you because you know everything perfectly. Even when we can't see the results, you're there, and you guide us. Help us to be submissive. Help us to follow you and be in touch with you, as we talked about in Sunday school, to have to be connected with you through prayer, so we can have your guidance and your wisdom in every situation as we proclaim the Word of God. And help us here, Lord, this morning, as we look into your Word and speak to hearts. May the Holy Spirit touch hearts and minds, and prompting us to do what you would expect us to do in our areas, in all the opportunities, all the open doors that you open up for all of us in different places in this world. We pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. First things first, God's mission, our focus. So in Matthew 6:33, Jesus himself gives us a powerful promise and a clear priority for life. We were saved not just so we could make it to heaven. We were saved so we could be here anywhere in this world spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We all have a call. We may not have a call to be a full-time missionary or to be a teacher, school teacher, principal, or any capacity, or a pastor, or any ministry. You may be just a church member that helps in many ways, and we're so grateful for all the abilities that people have to pitch in when time is needed. That is to serve Him and make it a priority in every possibility that you have, every opportunity. So seek ye first, there's the promise and the clear priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then there's the priority, the promise, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this verse challenges us to reorder our lives. We are very busy. Some of you are retired. You're still busy, still have a lot of things to do. And if you're not careful, you might spend more time doing other things other than the one that the Lord expects you to do. But for those of us who are still in active duty, on the field, we also need to be careful to make sure we focus on what the Lord has called us to do. So it challenges us to reorder our lives around God's kingdom. Sometimes we have to set the time, priorities, and make sure that we do things according to what the Lord has called us to do. So this morning, let's consider three key elements in this verse, a very short verse. We'll focus on 6:33. And see how they can transform our daily walk. So again, I'll give you three words to make it easier to understand. The first key element we find in Matthew 6:33 is, very clearly, priority. Priority. So seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put God first. Keep Him in on the equation, as I say in Brazil. Don't leave God out of the equation. If you leave Him out of the equation, you're going to get the wrong result. In everything you do, business, like I said, all the people in our church, they have secular jobs. If you're selling something as a realtor, if you're teaching in school, there's one that works with telecommunications, if you're there in different companies, your light needs to shine. They need to see a difference. And you need to put God first before you step your foot out of the house in the morning. You have to have your time with Him. You have to ask Him, Lord, guide me. I'm going to this world that hates you. And I need to be the light. I need to set that priority right so I know that I'm in touch with the Lord and the Lord will guide me through everything I need to do during that day. So put God first. Everything else will fall into place. Somebody said that if you don't find Him in the first hour, you won't find Him the rest of the day. So it's important. It's priority. Well, I don't have the time, sleep less, or wake up 30 minutes, 1 hour before, or whatever. I'm talking here about reorganizing reordering our lives. Sometimes we need to do that with schedule. If you're too busy, if your schedule is too full for God, it's too full. You have to do something else. People have the notion that because we're full-time missionaries, it's easy for you to do because you can do your own schedule. You can plan well. It's a blessing that we can do that. But in addition to having the time for us, I have to find time for everybody I meet so I can counsel them, both of us, being Rosa, or Rosa and I, better English. And so we have to do that to set our time. We're on call. We're on duty. And we have people, like I said, the realtors, they're on duty. They're on call. Sometimes they can't attend the service because they're on call. You know, I wish that didn't happen, but they're on call. We had policemen. We had chief of police in our church before. They're on call. Missionaries are on call. We have to be on call so we can help them. So that's why this morning we touched on the matter of prayer, the importance of everyone praying, interceding for missionaries on the field. So before anything else, Jesus calls us to seek God's kingdom first. But what does that really mean? Well, I used the illustration this morning, and it's a good one. I'll use similar. Imagine a gardener planting seeds. You know, you have to prepare the soil. You have to get everything ready so the seed will fall into the ground and it will be will result into something that is that will flourish eventually. But if we don't do that, if we ignore the soil and we plant carelessly, the garden will struggle. Same with our lives. We will reap what we sow. So if we spend time, our priority is not God first, other things will use our time. Other things will take our time. And so the encouragement here this morning is for us to set priorities. Thank the Lord for those of you who have been doing. Probably, I believe everyone is doing, having a good priority with the Lord. But we always have room for improvement. Like my Hebrew teacher, Bob Jones, said, you have room for improvement. I had to, Greek was easier, but the Hebrew is, I was finishing up and I had to go back to Brazil. I was going to get ordained, go to the field. And he said, it looked, you have room for improvement, okay? I still have room for improving in Hebrew, Pastor. Thank the Lord for the tools that can help us today. But we all have room for improvement in our lives. If we admit that, we acknowledge, we want to do the best for our Lord. So priority is the first key element. Some practical applications here. Begin each day with intentional time for God. You hear this word intentional, be intentional in a lot of different contexts. Oh, you have to be intentional about what you're going to do to make money or to do whatever. You know, why don't we borrow that word and use intentional for to be intentional for the Lord? I want to do this because I want to reap these results. I want to learn to meditate on the Word of God. I want to learn to study the Word of God and get what the Lord can use in my own life so I can help other people. So we have to have a plan in place, prepare ourselves. I always say the missionary has to be well so he can help other people get well. So I'm talking about emotions and feelings and everything that comes. And I was talking to a missionary one time, and he, for like 2 years, he struggled with depression and struggle. I'm not minimizing any of that, but it's a reality because there's so much involved. It's not only your own problems, but you have the problems of many people, and that goes to pastors and everybody else. That's why we need to pray for, and that's why Paul said, pray for us. You know, we need the help. But we need to be well so we can help others stay well or get back to the Lord. Begin each day with intentional time for God, prayer, scripture, worship. I have my own spiritual time with the Lord. We set the mornings usually for that, unless there's an emergency. We try to take care of our health and exercise. Stretch everything we need to do, go for a walk, and then we do our spiritual discipline. We have our devotional. Rose and I have our devotional. There's not a day that we don't get fired up for the Lord for any devotion that we do, because the Lord uses that. Why? Because we're being, again, borrowing that word, intentional. No matter what happens, let's do it. Sometimes some things happen that we may have to reschedule our devotion. We have done devotion on furlough. We have done our devotion. Something happened. We had to hit the road. We did our devotion on driving, while driving. Nothing wrong with that. But we have a plan in mind. We have a plan in place. And so in Brazil, we teach them to have this priority. Have to have a priority. Oh, but devotion, you read a book or read this. It's just you go through the motions. No. That's how you feed. That's how you get empowered by the Spirit as you read the Word of God. It's right there. It grabs you by the neck. This is what you need to change so you can do that. And we all learn many lessons that when I'm preaching or teaching, it will come back to my mind to help other people to have this discipline of having a fellowship with the Lord. So priority is very important. Evaluate your daily decisions. Make sure you clear up your schedule so you can have this priority. Again, if you don't find him in the first hour, you won't find him the rest of the day, because especially if you have a busy schedule, so demanding, people will ask you for help and you have to take care of the other responsibilities, and you won't find him in a good, quiet place. Yes, obviously we pray as we go. We need to do that, be in touch with him all the time, but I'm talking here about setting priorities that are kingdom-centered. And prioritize spiritual growth over worldly distractions. So make sure that we do the best for our master, not the rest for our master. He needs the best. And then sometimes we may get into some activity. If you have like a, I don't know, if you want to go jogging with a friend or something, as long as you go fishing. I hate fishing. I love fish, but I hate fishing. I can't see myself sitting there and waiting. But if I have to witness to somebody, I'll do it. You know, it's all for the cause, but I don't have the patience. I move too much all the time. You know how that goes, right, Pastor? Keep moving. So juggling, you know, all that, but it's very important. I don't juggle, though, by the way. When God is truly first, other areas of life naturally align and flourish. Okay, let's wrap up here with the other two things. The first key element that can transform our daily walk in Matthew 6:33 is priority. The second is purity. It talks about righteousness. So live a righteous life, because people will see how we act, how we do business, how we impact lives. We need to be, I pray this morning for our Lord to cleanse our hearts and minds and our words so we can set a good testimony. There's something in Brazil called the Brazilian style. Unbelievers do that. Oh, there's trick a little bit here and there, and don't say this, don't say that, and then you can, you know, reach your goal. There's no Brazilian style for God. We need to set a good testimony. So seeking God's kingdom isn't just about where we focus, but it's also about how we live. So think about a mirror. If the mirror is clean and clear, we can see ourselves through it. If it's not, and it's not gonna be, we're not gonna be able to see the reflection. So again, we have to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So the first key element to transform our daily life is priority and purity, and the last is provision, which is the promise. And all these things shall be added unto you. And a lot of people in our church were saying, oh, whenever I had a contact for a building, they say, oh, yeah, it's already done. Oh, yeah, the Lord just gave us that. They said, it's not like that. We need to pray to the very end. Sometimes I was close to signing something, and the Lord closed the door. And what do I tell? What would this person say to me? Whoa, didn't you say the Lord had provided? We don't know. We need to trust him all the way. So what I'm saying here briefly is through this whole process, we learn to grow in trusting the Lord. A lot of people, they used to say, oh, yeah, it's already ours. No, it's not ours until the Lord says, you know. And so we learned that thought and that truth, the challenges that we had in finding
a place. Okay, so priority, purity, and provision. I encourage each and every one of us to reorder our priorities so we can do what God expects us to do. All right, so let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being patient with us. Thank you for providing for us, for our needs and everything we need in our ministry, in our personal life. And help us, Lord, to prioritize our time and our goals, our desires to bring honor and glory to you. Encourage us, strengthen us as we all serve you in different areas of life, in different places. Help us, Lord, to be the light that will make a difference. But first, help us, Lord, to be empowered by your Spirit and get the power that we need to be effective in our ministry with others. We pray and thank you and ask you to forgive our sins again and cleanse our hearts and minds to be clean vessels fit for your use, the Master's use. In Jesus' name, amen.